My people are rising, my people are rising with olive branches and song. They are waking, the earth underneath their marching is shaking. My people are rising. They are not crouched, they are not stooping, they are not hungry for bread alone. We don't want your bread, they say. We are hungry for more. I see their faces changing under fresh, fresh tears, mine and theirs, some. Spigot in my chest just opened that has been stopped up for 48 years, longer than my lifespan, filling, overspilling the ruts of the canal. It irrigates our heart's dry land into wet, wet soil, and it's shifting the shape of everything we thought we knew. And my people are lifting themselves off their knees today. I can see right into their pounding chests. And who has there a mote's weight of good will see it too. فَمَنْ كَانَ عِنْدَهُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرٌ يَرَى. And we'll rush out to meet it, we'll gather and kiss it. Dara! Dara is risen! The cave is empty and the body is gone. Dara, Dara is risen. The fear is gone and life resurrected. And this is where the faith begins. I believe in the march of my people. Their hands are empty and their bare hands are wielding the weight of iron. They are gathering, they are gleaning the stalks of grain as they go. Today my people are waking and I want all people to bless them. Their hearts are broad as the surface of the moon and their voices reach me. What is this thunder? My whispering people have become this thunder. Since I was a little girl, I have heard their hush. They have hushed all the hours of their lives and my mother's and mine. I have listened all my life for this beautiful roar. Bless them! My people are rising like thunder, and after thunder comes rain on the knolls and the grasses sprouting. My people are rising, a blessing on my people. They stand before weapons unarmed and they fall under bullets while calling, "The earth is big enough for all of us. Let us have a little of it too. The earth is big." And as they bleed out on the cement, in the street, in the town where they played as children, their blood mixes with rain and runs off into the big, big earth for which they longed. And the Horani said as he lay dying in the pool of rain mixed with blood, "It's worth it to have lived these last moments free. And though it was not I who cradled his head, I hear his words, and his blood runs into the soil of my dark heart like the rain of this springtime in Syria."